Hello, call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on August 16th, 2022 at 5 o'clock p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Roll call. We have Director Terry Titcher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
Okay, let's get right down to it. Under the Financials tab in your board packet, the first page is going to be the balance sheet. And this is for just the first month of the fiscal year, which started in July. And these are the financials as of July 31st. On this first page, you can see on line 3, which is the checking and savings, and line 5, which is the LAIF account. Those two combined was $1,242,383 at month end. And the district's total liabilities, which is all the way down on line 31, was at $706,709 at month end. Are there any questions on this page? Moving on to the next page, which is the profit and loss. And the year to date is at 8% of the year. And I'm going to point out a couple that are over or under 8%. And then if you have any additional questions, just feel free to put them out. So on line 4, commodity sales. This is the volumetric water sales, which includes residential, commercial, and construction water sales. Year to date is at 12% of the budget due to increased consumption during the summer months. Down on line 9, basic facility fees. These fees are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature, and year to date is at 75% of the budget due to fees collected for a 3/4-inch service on Bovita. Down on to line 18, which is the total revenue, which is currently at 10% of the year. So a little higher than planned. And then now on to the expenses. Down on line 32, we have line repair and maintenance materials. This account includes the expenses related to materials for line repair and maintenance. Year to date is at 21% of the budget due to the timing of bulk material purchases. So we placed a big bulk order for materials just because of the delay in orders, like the delay in shipment of orders. So we placed it ahead of time, that way we could have them on stock. Down on line 36, we have facilities, wells, T&D, other. This account includes the generator service contract expenses, site landscaping and maintenance, chlorinators, and SCADA. And year to date is at 33% of the budget due to a $4,000 payment for tank 3 altitude valve repairs, which was for the SCADA, I believe. And then I don't have anything else I was going to point out on that page, but if you have anything, any other questions, I can explain them.
No.
All right. The next page then. On line 44, postage. This account includes postage expenses for district activities. Year to date is at 16% of the budget due to the timing of the standby fee notices that we had to mail out. And then down on line 45, printing and publication. That one is also really high due to the standby notification that we had to put in the newspaper. So last year there wasn't a lot of activity at all on that line, so that's what we're expecting for that as well. And then all the way down on line 69, service trucks, repair and maintenance. And this includes repair and maintenance costs for district vehicles. Year to date is at 15% of the budget. That's because we had to bring 3 of the vehicles into service all in the past couple of weeks. They all had their had little issues come up, or just regular services that needed to be done. So on line 77, total expenses, it's currently at 6% of the year. And then are there any other questions on that page?
No.
Then on the last page, we have the capital projects, which there hasn't been really any activity except we're in line 5, meter replacement, which I did find out anytime we purchase new meters, it's supposed to go in that line. So that's why that that one has a little bit of activity because we bought some meters to have on stock for when we replace them. So right now that one's at 5% of the year. Besides that, there hasn't been any other activity on the capital. And then actually to go back on the previous page, on the last line, line 82, net income and loss. As of July 31st, the fiscal year to date net income was at $100,135. So right now we're in positive. And that's all I was going to point out. But if you have any questions about anything, feel free to point them out.
Yeah, are we $200,000 off the budget already? Over? That doesn't seem to make sense. For line 82.
We were supposed to be at 90,000 in the hole.
Yeah. 1 month into the budget, how are we 200,000 over budget?
The 90,000 is for at the end of the year. We're expected to be 90,000.
Okay.
So yeah, right now it's higher, but it might
dip down a lot. Got it. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
How'd you
do that? We just started.
Can we do that again? Can we do that every month?
Would you tell them to use your credit card?
There hasn't been a whole lot since it's just been a month, but so far not too bad.
Any questions? Okay. We're going to adjourn to check signing at 5:07 p.m. on Tuesday, August 16th, 2022.